This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right now, here's what's going on. A lot of players, I've texted with a bunch of guys. A lot of guys got back into town last night, the guys that don't live here. Today, they're kind of like getting their bearings, maybe go to the grocery store. Tomorrow is report day, conditioning test day. Meanwhile, you've got a bunch of different things going on. Our guy Drew just sent me this. Season ticket holders just got an email. Make your voice heard. This is on the Commander's website. This is not breaking news. Commanders just posted this on their website. Make your voice heard. We are fighting for old DC and working to build a new home in the heart of our region. Local leaders are weighing a transformative, once-in-a-generation opportunity for our city, building the new Commander's Stadium at the historic RFK site. And your voice can help make a real difference. Public testimony is now being accepted for the RFK site hearing, which is scheduled for Tuesday, July 29th, and this is our moment. Sign up to testify and show your support here. If you can't make it, you can submit your testimony here. This is about more than just a stadium. It's a chance for a new neighborhood, a major economic engine, and a cultural hub. B, public hearing. And I think for sure there will be some people that show up to support the stadium. I think there will also be a bunch of people that show up not to support the stadium.
Possibly.
How much would it cost for you to attend that public hearing?
I'm not going.
Public hearings in general are boondoggles. This one, I think, will be extra boondoggly.
Yeah.
I think you got it. I mean, that's the great part of our country. Everybody gets an opportunity to voice their opinion. And the fans, like I've seen Tailgate Ted actually tweeting about this a bunch. That he's trying to encourage people to reach out to your council member or go to this hearing. I kind of think it'd be a great assignment for Jeff Walker to go to the hearing. Just be our boots on the ground. Let us know, you know, what. We got 8 days to plan it. Public hearing is July 29th. So if you are looking to have your voice heard, there's your opportunity, folks. And clearly the Commanders are reaching out to their fans.
Totally.
Which makes all the sense in the world. Biggest story today, tomorrow, is going to be Terry McLaurin.
Totally.
Is he coming to camp? Did you see the post over the weekend the Commanders did congratulating their young men that got engaged or married during the offseason? I imagine this is just oversight, but we know that Terry McLaurin got married over the offseason. I think this was on Instagram. The Commanders, he wasn't the only player to get married, obviously, and the Commanders did not include Terry on the congrats to those that got married post. Something? Nothing? Odd?
Nothing.
Oversight?
Nothing.
It's kind of odd, though.
I mean, listen, it's nothing. They probably already said congratulations.
They said congratulations already. They gave him his own post back in February.
When they did it. I mean, you don't.
Did they say congratulations to any of the other guys?
I think it was Ben Sennett. It was only because they were the two that got married at those times.
I think Jalen got engaged. Jalen got married. Sammer still got engaged. Looks like Colson Yankoff got engaged. Don't laugh, B.
Yeah, but people just overreacted. They gave him his own post in February.
Jeff jumped in on that one, setting the record straight, Jeffrey.
I'm just saying.
Gotta make sure we tight on this station.
I kind of figured
I like that. I appreciate
since
that.
He had gotten married in February, it probably had been done.
This was more of like what's happened over the last month.
Yeah, this was happening lately. I mean, you can make everything into something if you want.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But unfortunately, I think that's
a complete nothing right there.
Okay. But I think, unfortunately, that's where this is at. And tomorrow will amplify everything. If he's there or not. I think at this point, B, between now and Wednesday morning when we're out there for practice. First practice is Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Best case scenario.
Terry shows up and they say they're working on a deal. That's second case.
Hold in or just practices?
I mean, he shows up and they let the public know that they're working on a deal. But he's here.
I agree. And I think that is possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe there's been some progress. If you believe the fake reports, it seems like there has been some progress. We haven't heard anything definitive.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are going to talk tomorrow. Now, we know that they're going to talk about contract talks stay private, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one question they kind of will have to answer. How much they divulge will be TBD. But
how much did they go divulge? Not much.
But we do this all the time. I'm not asking DQ this because it's not a DQ question. Hey, Adam, Terry says he hasn't heard from the organization in over a month. Have you reached out, and when's the last time you guys talked?
I think it makes sense.
But, all right, what's your answer, Mr. Peters?
Well, you know, We've had some discussions, and I'm sure if you talk to Terry now, he would tell you that that's not true.
I don't think he can say that's not true.
Not true now.
Like it's changed. Like
you can't ask me a question and then tell me what I can say.
Sure. So, but I know how I would follow up to that.
Okay, and if I say, he can tell you that's not, he can probably tell you that's not true now. And your follow-up probably should be, oh, y'all talk now.
Right. So you've talked now. Has there been any progress?
Or I can ask the question, no, I haven't talked to Terry, but I've talked to his representation.
Sure. And if they say that, you just wonder, because there is clearly an impasse. Do you land where I land, that if they haven't talked in over a month, or what now might be 5 weeks, clearly, Washington made an offer. Like, there's no way that they're going to get to this point without making an offer.
Well, so if I made
clearly it, something's been offered, and but, maybe it's not good enough.
But see, if I make an offer and you don't say no, and you don't call me back, then have I not talked to you? You haven't talked to me,
right?
So, I mean, the whole thing is we can look at this like if I make an offer, you don't like it, but you don't say nothing in return, then what the hell? I mean, if I call. This is my pet peeve. If I call you and you tell me you're doing something and you say, I'm going to call you back, and then we don't talk, and then you're like, what happened? You never called? I'm like, you told me you were going to call me back. So if someone tells me they called me back, I am not calling you because you've told me to, you don't hold, I'm doing something, I'm going to call you back. So if I send you an offer and you don't respond, this is negotiations. You don't counter. What the hell am I supposed to do if you never respond?
Right. Like, speculating here, but it doesn't seem that off base that there was an initial offer when things seemed like they were going well, and then the offer was low. was lower than expected. Who knows, right?
I don't know if it necessarily can be taken as there was an offer. If we're not talking for a month, then you probably just balked at me thinking I'm supposed to get an extension. Could not be an offer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.